Vicente, how are you? It's wonderful to hear your voice.
Tonight, PBS airs a documentary about United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan. In one scene, the Secretary General speaks with Mexican President Vicente Fox.
I want to call you about Colombia. I've been concerned that the talks may break down. And so I have an envoy who is going between the two parties, the FARC and the government, trying to keep the process alive. He seems to be making some progress. I spoke to Pastrana this morning, who was encouraged by the work he's doing. But of course, he gave 48 hours deadline, which expires at 9:30 this evening. And I think it would be good if you can also give him a call and encourage him to do whatever he can. I've had a word with Castro, and Hugo Chavez was here yesterday. And I spoke to him also, and I think if we all bring our collective pressure to bear, we might be able to keep the process alive.
David Grubin is producer of the PBS documentary, Kofi Annan, Center of the Storm, and he joins us now from New York City. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hello.
First, let's talk about that scene we just heard. What's happening there, and how did it turn out?
Well, that is a terrific example of what Kofi Annan does. Behind the scenes, every day, he is on the phone. He's always talking to Colin Powell, but he's also talking to leaders in moments of crises. And what's happening here is that he's trying to gather support from Latin American leaders. He's talking to Vicente Fox, the president of Mexico, to resolve a crisis in Colombia. And what you learn from that is that the Secretary General has no power, no armies. He doesn't have money. What he has is his persuasive power, his ability to gather people behind the scenes and persuade them to act. And the other thing you see in that scene, which is a wonderful scene to have chosen, is he has this, if you'd kept going, he says, you know, we can do something that's not hopeless. That's what he's always saying. He seems to have an extraordinary capacity for hope.
Did you find what you set out to look for?
I set out to understand what it is a Secretary General does. We all know the name, Secretary General of the United Nations, but it's never clear exactly what he does and what qualities you need to be the Secretary General. And what you see in Kofi Annan is someone who's really a master of that job. Since Dag Hammarskjöld, there hasn't been someone who is so good at it. And what I think makes him very good at it is that he has a kind of, well, we call it the center of the storm, Kofi Annan, center of the storm. He has a calm and a natural dignity that allows him to work in crises situations with other countries and to try to bring people together.
Did you learn anything about him as a person? Obviously, this part about being centered is pretty important.
I think that's the key thing. What was interesting to us is, you know, I traveled around the world with him two times, logged 25,000 miles, and carried 10 different countries, and carried a little camera, one of these mini DVs.
Mm-hmm.
And what was interesting is that when the camera was rolling, and that's what you'll see on the screen, and when the camera's not rolling, he's really the same person. He's very authentic. There's not a lot of pretense about him. He's the man you see on the screen is the man who he is.
Well, David Grubin, thanks very much for speaking with us, and I hope everything goes well for you tonight.
Thank you.
David Grubin is producer of a new documentary film titled Kofi Annan, Center of the Storm. It airs on PBS tonight, and he spoke to us by phone from his home in New York City. Here are some of the news stories you can hear later from NPR News. Today is the first day of the 108th Congress. NPR's David Wellna is covering the day's ceremonies, as well as Senator Tom Daschle's announcement that he will not run to be President of the United States. And NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is covering President Bush's $600 billion package of tax cuts and credits. You heard a little bit about that earlier on this program. You can hear more on those stories a bit later today on All Things Considered. Also, congratulations to Eddie Murray and Gary Carter, latest members of baseball's Hall of Fame. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.